the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
To WGUM. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to our third night of our triumphant weekly, what is it, bi-weekly service. Have mercy. And tonight we're going to have a dynamic speaker, Bishop James A. Davis. But I'll let Pastor Benjamin tell you all the good news about Bishop Davis. So let's continue with Benny Cummings and lift him up.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Scott. God bless you. I tell you, I wish that song was just a minute longer because I am in my room. I am getting my dance on. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. And as Professor Benny Cummings was singing the song, I need somebody to help me lift Jesus, even though he is in his grave. Benny Cummings died many years ago, but I just want to serve notice that I am lifting up Jesus over here in Southampton, New York. How about you? Wherever you are you lifting up Jesus? Are you lifting up the name of Jesus? I sang with that choir. I sang with Benny when we recorded Lift the Savior Up for men to see, because Jesus said it. If I be lifted, hey God, from the earth, if I be lifted from the earth, I will draw. You know, we can't make folk live right. We can't make folk be saved. But if we would just only do our part, lift him up. That's all we need to do. Lift the Savior up for men to see. Women, boys, and little girls, lift the Savior up. Oh, he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw. You can't draw. You can witness. your anointing may make a difference in their life, because they'll say it was something about you when you began to talk. I felt goosebumps. I felt chill. Something about you when you began to sing. I felt something. But the Lord will draw you. My purpose is to lift the Savior up for men to see. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. God bless you. I am excited. As you can tell, I am bubbling over. It's a bubbling in my soul. I sing it. I shout it. I know it. It's a bubbling in my soul. I am so glad that I serve a risen Savior. Our speaker on last night, she noted several times that God is not dead. My God. And on Tuesday night, Pastor Marrow, she let us know he was despised and rejected of men. She let us know that he was bruised for us. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are now healed. I don't care how many times you go to the doctor, you're yet healed. You've got to confess it, and you've got to believe it, because Jesus has paid the price. Someone said they heard me sing last night. Dr. Scott, if you just give me two more minutes, I'm going to get out of the way. Just let me know when my speaker is on the line. Let me know when my reader is on the line. But if they don't get on, and my pastor Cheryl told me today, Cheryl Wade said, you go on. Oh, bless his name. But there's a little song that my pastor, Charles Quillen, would sing, and he sang, I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, Jesus paid the debt I could not pay. Come on, clap your foot. Come on, clap your hand. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid. He paid the debt he did not owe. I needed someone just to wash my sins away. Oh, my God in heaven, I fear Jesus. Now I can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, Jesus paid. Woo! The debt that I could not pay, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. Oh, I feel him. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I can feel God all over me. God is not dead. He's yet alive.
Mr. Hill is here.
God bless you. God is not dead. The speaker on last night, Pastor Patrick, told us to never mind focusing on the story, but the testimony or whatever she was telling us on last night. She said, pay attention to he's risen. And what a very good focus it was to know that the Lord is risen. He is Lord. Open Sister Hill's mic so she can sing this with me.
Her mic is open.
Lord. Come on, Netha. He has risen.
He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord.
Sing, girl. What's going to happen?
Every knee shall bow.
Yes, sing the song.
And every tongue confess that
Jesus Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee, take it home, girl.
Shall bow,
mm-hmm.
every tongue,
yes, Lord,
confess that Jesus,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Christ is Lord.
Ah, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Come on and give God
Amen.
A big, God bless you. Come on and clap your hands, Zion. Tell the
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. I can't see you. You can't see me, but the
Lord
can see you. Clap your hands,
Hallelujah.
All ye people. Oh, my God, I feel Jesus in this place. I'm pumped up. As Pastor Wade said once in our service, she said, I'm locked and I'm loaded. Oh, bless his name. I'm locked and I'm loaded tonight. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Let me thank all of you right now for being with us on the call. Hey, for he is Lord. He has risen. He from the dead. God is not dead. He was despised and rejected. But guess what? He bled and died just to buy my pardon for an empty grave. Get that. An empty grave is there to prove my Lazarus was called from the dead. But he went back. But Jesus is yet alive. I would like to introduce my speaker. Really, he doesn't need an introduction, but just in case I have some new listeners on tonight, I would like to introduce my friend, my pal, my confidant, my bishop, Bishop James A. Davis from West Palm Beach, Florida. I had the privilege of meeting him back in around about 1992 or somewhere in there, 93, and Bishop and I have been friends ever since, and I mean friends like a brother and sister. Bishop is such a gentleman. He's such a kind man, and I love him dearly. He's so kind. I thought about it today as I was driving the car, that when a young lady had to preach in Florida and they tricked her and had her in Florida with no place to stay and nowhere to preach. I warned her about the woman, but she said she heard from God. So when you tell me that, you're telling me I know more than you. So I shut my mouth, and we'll see who heard from God. But however, she got to Florida and was stuck at the airport. No one picked her up. She was left there with nowhere to stay, nothing to eat, very little money in her pocket if she had any at all. No telephone was being answered every time she called. No one answered. But I tell you what, I said, call Bishop. Bishop's in Florida. And she called Bishop Davis, and Bishop went to the airport, and he picked the young woman up, and he put her in a hotel, and he befriended her and helped her get back to Delaware. He's such a gentleman. I love Bishop dearly. He's been there for me at 2 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep. I had a situation. I said, Bishop, he said, patience, Pat. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Patience, Pat. If God don't, it won't. Patience, Pat. Good night, Pat. And he hang up. He said he's praying all night. He prayed. Now, I have to work my faith, but he's my friend, and I love him dearly, and I thank him for being on with us tonight. He is excited as I am. I have given him a nickname of Mr. Shine on Me, because Bishop is going to find a way to sing Shine on Me. He has others, but something about him and Shine on Me just works with him. And before Bishop comes, we're going to have my sister who just sang with me to do the reading again tonight for those that wasn't on the call last night. And as Pastor Wade and I was talking earlier, that, you know, it's good to have information, but have it all. And we want folks to know about the pretzel, that the monks came up with this idea. That was their way of being able to express Jesus or God back at that time. And then the other story that she read about the rabbit and the egg and all of that. And if you crack it open and what it represents. And Pastor Wade and I was talking. That was the Greek Orthodox. And we don't want anybody misled by anything that we read, because whatever we're reading, it's not to deter you in another direction, but it's to help you open your eyes that you can see that any form of praise, thank you, Holy Ghost, any form of praise that you can give unto the Lord, it is accepted. So if I say hallelujah and you say thank you, Jesus, he's getting his praise. Oh, bless his name. My sister is going to read again tonight. Immediately after she reads, Dr. Scott will be playing at the cross, and immediately when At the Cross finished playing, no further introduction is needed. My friend and your friend, our radio bishop, Bishop James A. Davis, is in charge of the service. And if you need a prayer request, if you have one, Bishop, now let me tell you about a prophet. A real prophet of God don't make up stuff. If God gives it to him, he'll give it to you. And if he doesn't, oh well, you keep on trusting and seeking the Lord. I am going to decrease so that my reader can increase, and when she's finished, Dr. Scott will play. And as soon as the song closes out, Bishop Davis is in charge. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is my reader still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank you, Pastor Benjamin and Dr. Scott, for allowing me to once again be a part of this beautiful service, of which I have enjoyed so greatly and been blessed by it. I wanted to tell tonight about the pretzel shape and what meaning it has. And the traditional pretzel was made of only water and flour. And then they took the dough and they rolled it into a string which looked like a worm. And then they took that and shaped it to look like the letter U. This symbolizes prayers going up to heaven. Then they crossed the pretzel at the top while still a U. This is tying the knot by the parents in marriage. Then they flipped the knot down to make their traditional pretzel shape, and it leaves three openings, and they represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then there was a traditional prayer that says, "We beg you, O Lord, to bless these breads, which are to remind us that Lent is a sacred season of penance and prayer. For this very reason, the early Christians started the custom of making these breads in the form of arms crossed in prayer. Thus they kept the holy purpose of Lent alive in their hearts from day to day and increased in their souls the love of Christ even unto death, if necessary." Grant us, we pray, that we too may be reminded by the daily sight of these pretzels to observe the holy season of Lent with true devotion and great spiritual fruit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, apparently, this simple Lenten food became very popular. Pretzels were enjoyed by all people. They became a symbol of good luck, long life, and prosperity. They were also a common food given to the poor and hungry. Not only were pretzels easy to give to someone in need, but also they were both a substantial food to satisfy the hunger and a spiritual reminder of God's knowing a person's needs and answering our prayers. Now, we're going to the egg at Easter. An egg is a symbol of a fresh start in your life. This is a positive omen. The bigger the egg, the bigger the gain in your life. To observe cracked or broken eggs in your life or even in your dreams represents feelings of a fragile state in your life. Easter eggs are common during the season of Eastertide, which is the Easter season. Eggs in general were a traditional symbol of fertility and rebirth. In Christianity, for the celebration of Eastertide, eggs symbolize the empty tomb of Jesus, from which Jesus resurrected. In addition, one ancient tradition was the staining of Easter eggs with the color red in memory of the blood of Christ shed as to that time of his crucifixion. Now you wonder, why do we celebrate Easter with eggs? Easter eggs are used as a Christian symbol to represent the empty tomb. The outside of the egg looks dead, but inside there is new life, which is going to break out. The Easter egg is a reminder that Jesus will rise from his tomb and bring new life. Orthodox Christians dye boiled eggs red to make red Easter eggs that represent the blood of Christ shed for the sins of the world. The custom of giving eggs at Easter celebrates new life. Christians remember that Jesus, after dying on the cross, rose from the dead. This miracle showed that life could win over death. For Christians, the egg is a symbol of Jesus' resurrection, as when they are cracked open, they stand for the empty tomb. Why do we celebrate Easter? On Easter Sundays, Christians celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is typically the well-attended Sunday service of the year for Christian churches. Christians believe, according to the scripture, that Jesus came back to life or was raised from the dead 3 days after his death on the cross. As a part of the Easter season, the death of Jesus Christ by crucifixion is commemorated on Good Friday, always the Friday just before Easter. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus paid the penalty for sin, thus purchasing for all who believe in him eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Bishop, your line is open.
All right, Dr. Scott. Thank God for that beautiful reading. We want to say tonight to each and every one of you that is already on, if you can do a three-way or send a text message, let someone else know that we fix to have some church on the phone tonight. God has a word for each and every one of you. So put yourself in position that you can hear what thus saith the Lord. We want to tell you tonight we appreciate this golden opportunity to be with my good friend Dr. Scott and Pastor Pat. Oh, my God, we know we're going to have a great glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, shouting good time. So I want you to know one thing, that God is still in the blessing business. And you can't be God-given no matter how hard you try. So we have a word from the Lord that I think that's going to really move your spirit. We know it's a celebration of Easter and the rising of our Lord. Well, you know the history of it. You know some of the reasons why we do some of the things that we do. But we're going to look at the spiritual part of this tonight. Hopefully that you can understand why things is in the Bible that materialize and happen again to us as we go through life. That God is a miracle working God. So I'm going to invite you to a familiar passage of scripture for you to read all 50 verses if you get time. Makes no difference which Bible you use, the King James, the Amplified, the New American Standard, the New International, or even use another Bible of your choice. But read those verses and you will be able to understand what I'm going to say into your hearing on this afternoon. God has a word just for each and every one of you. So I want you to start at the 12th chapter. I want you to look at the 12th chapter of St. John. Yes, the 12th chapter of St. John. And we're going to take a few verses from there, and we're just going to walk the book tonight. That's all right with you all. So I say again, good God bless every one of you, wherever you might be, on this happy, happy Thursday afternoon from city to city, state to state, and over many gallons of water. I personally like to say to you, a good God bless you, and thank you for being on this program tonight. I'm excited because I know God has a miracle just waiting just for you. So we're going to have some church here in a little while. I feel sanctified down in my soul. I feel a special anointing that is going to permeate these lines this morning. And whoever you are, wherever you might be, whatever obstacle that you might be facing, I want to assure you tonight there is deliverance. All you got to do is apply the faith. And I want you to know that God has a miracle especially for you. So I want you to get your Bible, and turn to the 12th chapter of St. John. We're going to do my favorite song, and we're going to do a prayer, and we're going to jump right off into the Word tonight. We're not going to procrastinate. We're going to have some church tonight. Well, I have an old hymn that I like to sing just that you get at me sometimes. I used to start it off, and I thought, all right, Sister Pat, come on, you take over. But tonight I'm just going to go ahead on and do a verse or two of it and move right on into prayer, and we're going to get started tonight. God bless every one of you, wherever you might be on this Thursday afternoon. My God, it's church time. Oh, my God, it's church time. All right, David, let's get started. Let the Holy Ghost take his place with you. Shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I heard upon of Jesus saying, come on to me and rest it, lie down thy weary one, lie down thou here upon my breast. One more time to shine for you, Lord, on me. Thank you, Jesus. Shine on me. Let the light from the light out shine. This evening, I, Heavenly Father, oh God, we come tonight as humble as we know how. We come, first of all, Lord, with thanksgiving in our heart, thanksgiving in our spirit, and thanking you for extending this golden opportunity that our brothers and sisters can come from near and far and enjoy church on the phone. Oh, God, we just ask you to allow your anointing to permeate every listening ear. Allow them to feel the precious anointing of your Holy Ghost. We need a touch from heaven. We need a spiritual. We need a now word. And, oh, God, I'm asking you to take these lips of clear mind, and you speak to them, through them, just to your peoples. Oh, God, we say thank you. Lord, we had 10,000 tongues. We would never tell you enough thank you. But we're going to take the one that we do have and just go crazy by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the moderator tonight, Dr. Scott, and thank you for Pastor Pat, Lord, for them coming together, putting the such powerful anointed program that we can come and listen and hear the word of God. Oh, God, we pray tonight that if there's someone that is lost, they have backslid, don't know which way to go, that that would be something heard through a scripture, song, prayer, or some inspiration word that would make them say, I'm going to give Jesus another try. Oh, we are pleading for your soul. We are pleading that you make up in your mind and turn back. Oh, it's not too late. All you do is make up your mind, for God I live and for God I die. Lord, I say thank you now. Oh, glory be to God. Now, Lord, as we close this prayer, I'm asking you to open up the mind of wisdom and receive the understanding of knowledge to all of your people, that the least one on here that can leave with a better understanding, the most understanding we can get is to be able to understand and receive your holy word in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Well, I'd like for you to look tonight briefly to the word of God. Look at the 12th chapter of the book of St. John. And you'll find a very familiar scripture there in the first verse. We're going to paraphrase it as we go through tonight. Hopefully that you'll be able to catch up with us. We pray to God that we have Bible scholars that read your Bible on a regular basis. So what I'm saying is going to just recreate a positive thought into your spirit, man, tonight. Jesus, 6 days before the Passover. Lord have mercy. 6 days before the Passover, he was going to Bethlehem, where Lazarus was there, who he had risen from the dead. Now, when you look at this scripture and read it, it seems as if though when God does a miracle for you through a woman, a man of God, you should be so anxious to get to that service, if they have service, if they have a meeting somewhere. Why can't you say, I'm going to enjoy the presence of God through them because I got my deliverance? Not that you're obligated. You know, God can start something here and send you somewhere else. But those of you that can go come back to Pastor Scott and Pastor Pat and say, you know, you've been a blessing to me. Your ministry have uplifted my spirit. And because of that, I want to work with you. I want to do some things for the ministry. Well, I'm too far to get to you on every Sunday, but I'm not too far to drop a love offering, a token of appreciation. It takes finance to do whatever you do. Oh, it takes finance to do wrong. It takes finance to do good. So money should not be an option to you all because we use money for what we want and when we want it. So why can't you just have that kind of spirit and say, you know, well, you should take a blessing where you receive a blessing. But notice what scripture says. We don't want to get too far from the scripture tonight. We want you to see here where it says that Lazarus was dead, the one that he went to the graveyard and called out by name. There was other people in the graveyard at that time had the same name, but he put emphasis on Lazarus' name, and Lazarus came forth. Mm-hmm. But there was a supper, a feast, a party that Martha had prepared for Jesus and Lazarus. But you know, we have all kinds of individuals in the world today. They are very curious, and they want to know what's going on. Some people just come to see, some people just come to figure, just take information back or receive information. But the Jews there, they was curious about what Jesus had did. And remember, they wanted to drive him out. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to take his life. So they've come to this event because they wanted to see Lazarus sitting at the table, the one that Jesus had risen from the dead. Well, you know, Martha and Mary, they went to organ and bigger. You know, it's strange that church folks can't get along. Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm speaking to you. Yes, sir. Well, why is it that we feel like because one is doing something that you are not doing, you feel like that you're out of place? Every one of us have a different gift, and God has anointed us to do different things. And you should be so grateful and appreciative that God gave you a gift. If we all had the same gift, we wouldn't be much help to one another. So we have to work in different areas, in different spiritual arenas, and God will get the praise and get the glory out of it. So they was coming to the feast. They wanted to see Lazarus, the one that he had risen from the dead. You know, Lazarus was sitting right there at the table. Oh, he was going to be served by Martha. He was going to enjoy the feast that they had put on. But Mary, Lord have mercy. You know, I love saints that love to prepare and make preparation and put things up for a special time. Oh, this is going to hurt some of you, but I'm going to say it in a way. Have you made a special sacrifice for something that you've been working on and you haven't got to that amount yet, but you're almost there and you're going to have it perhaps tomorrow, the next day? Will you deliver it where you had the intention of saving it for? And let me move on because I don't want to get you upset. But notice here, Mary had this box of ointment, perfume. Or when you read it, it was worth a whole year's salary. Don't you know some individuals, they get mad because they see you giving, they see you doing this, and see God blessing you. And they feel like because I'm in a better financial situation than you are, my blessing and my lifestyle should be easy. But I have a separate attitude. I don't want to help no one. Don't want to help nobody but me, myself, and I. Oh, with that kind of attitude, you're not going to be able to accomplish too much. It would be just like pouring water in your hand. As long as the water hits the palm of your hand, it stays wet. Will cut the stream off, and it will dry right up. So here was Mary. Lord have mercy. And Jesus had his disciples there. And, you know, he had Judas there. You know, oh, yes, he was the one that carried the money bag. And I always like to say when I'm into this particular scripture here that Jesus was not poor. You know, they want to say he came poor, he done all this. Here. I don't know any poor person that I know nowhere or any place where a person don't have much, have a person carrying the money bag. You don't hold the money or carry money for someone unless they're able to pay you and you are handling their money. So here he was the one that was dipping and dabbing into the money bag, taking what he wants. He was using it like it was his own personal bank account. So he said, why was not this ointment, this perfume, sold for money? And we could have taken it and put it in the treasury and had money to help for. Jesus told him, he said, well, let me tell you, what she had done for me was more blessing than you trying to help poor. Oh, yes, I know that shocked some of you. What she had done for me, she saved it. This is my hour. This is how she wants to be a blessing to me. The Bible says she took that and she anointed his feet and then took her hair and dried Jesus' feet. So that was Judas saying it should have been put in the treasury. He was already taking money, so that would have just been more for him to take. But Jesus told him, he said, look, the poor shall be with you always, but I'm only going to be here just for 6 more days, and my time on Mother Earth will dissipate. Oh, my God. What would you do if you had 6 more days on earth and someone would give you the privilege, the key to the city, whatever you want, whatever you want to buy, whatever you said, you resist this and that, it would be right there at your disposal, at your fingertips. But you only had 6 more days to do that. What would you do with your last 6 days on earth? But Jesus was here for a purpose. He did not come to stay. He did not come to build him a home, a palace on earth. He came here for one purpose. To redeem you and I back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Man had been so weak and had done so many terrible things that he had lost his personal relationship with God. And that's why God said in the first book of the Bible, he said, I even regret that I even made man. Oh my God, you know God has to be mighty angry with us when he regrets that he put us here. And he said, I feel like just destroying, wiping everything off the earth. Don't you know it costs more to save you and I than it did to bring us here? Oh, it was just a spoken word that brought us into existence. But it was the shedding of his blood that brought us back to his salvation and back into his care. So here was Jesus. Let me hasten on here. And I want you to know that she took this ointment and she anointed his feet. And you could imagine how, you know, you ladies know something about this beautiful, expensive cologne that you all use. And when you go into a place of business around a crowd, it seems like you just light up the whole crowd. And let me tell you something about good perfume. Listen to me. Good perfume, even when you leave and walk out, that scent aroma is still there for 2 or 3 hours and you done left and nowhere near. But that cheap kind, you know, it just go up quick and come down quick. But this here had left the whole setting very sweet and fresh with this rich anointing of smell. We know the Bible says he's a sweet-smelling Savior. And this execute how sweet and special this fragrance was in the air. But the Jews had come there, and they wanted to kill Lazarus and Jesus. But that was not an opportunity at the time. But they know he was going to be going to Jerusalem, and they were going to plot and try their best rid of him there in Jerusalem. Lord have mercy. And so the Jews began to follow him, and they was making their way there. And before he left, he told one of his disciples, he said, there's a colt. He said, go get him and bring him to me. And if anyone asks you what you're doing, said, Jesus have need of this colt. They brought it to him, and he got on it, and he began to ride it. And they took palm trees, palm leaves off the palm trees, and coats and stuff, and laid them on the street as he went by. You got to be careful when people want to praise you and lift your name and give all kinds of honor and recognition to you, or everything that sounds good is not good. But they was all that, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, my God. You know, the human mind can turn just like a breath of fresh air, just like the wind blows. They were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. But Jesus was letting them know that, hey, my death, my burial is right around the corner in a few more days, and I'm going to have to leave here. But they did not like to hear what Jesus had to say. And, you know, that's the way people are now. When Pastor Pat and Dr. Scott, they bring beautiful messages and things to you from the podium, and some of you all do not want to hear it because you wonder why this and the other. But I tell you something about Jesus. I'm just going to take my time tonight if it's all right. He was doing great miracles knowing that he only had 6 days left. He was not trying to make no sacrifice for himself. He was not trying to make no name for himself. He was doing things to let everybody know that I am God's son. I am his child. Oh, my God, what a blessing. What a blessing to know that you are a child of the King. Are you God's child tonight? Are you God's servant? Can God depend on you? Can God hold out? You know, one thing about God, he'll brag on you. And you know, I tell people all the time, don't be too quick to want God to brag on you, because can you really stand the bright brochure that he's going to put on you? He did the same thing to Job, you know. He told Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And don't you know when you are doing good, when you're being blessed, don't you know the adversary is plotting and looking for a weakness, looking for an openness, how to get on you? Oh, when he spoke this here to Job, here, Job said, when Jesus spoke to Job and told Satan this, he said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, Jesus, I've been watching the boy a long time, and you got a fence around it. And the only reason why he praised you and lift your name and let everybody know what a great God you is because you blessed him with materialistic things. But I tell you what, Jesus, if you allow me to touch him, I have him to curse you to your face. But see, one thing, Jesus knows exactly what you and I can say and what we can bear. That's why the scripture tells us, I will put no more on you than you can bear. So when God gave the devil that permission, he left right away. He took his family, took his wealth, took all the personal things that was close to him and stripped him down to nothing. But Job still did not cuss God. The devil would overestimate you, but he would not try to get away and leave you alone. He would always come back and try his best to get you again. So he goes back to Jesus and says, "Now, Lord, Job was a little stronger than I thought he was." He said, "Now I'm going to ask you, Jesus, let me touch him one more time. Because I know that in that third chapter, it says skin for skin. All that a man have, what would he give up just to keep the torture away from his body?" So he said, "Spare his life." But in the meanwhile, when the sons of God, in the first verse, when they was going to present themselves before the Lord with questions and his praise and lift God, Satan came right along with them. I'm going to ask our radio audience tonight, each and every one of you, where you might be, are you walking with the devil? Can you see him in front of you? Oh, you know, we really touch space. Are you sleeping with the devil? Are you working with the devil? Are you having fellowship with the devil? Oh, my God. Let me tell you. He was right there with the sons of God. And because our mind had went in a different direction, we wasn't even able to recognize our surroundings. I always like to encourage thanks, special thanks to God, knowing that you have a calling on your life and you're walking with God. Say, "Lord, give me the gift of discernment. I need to see who I'm working with. I need to see who's around me. I need to see who's coming into my environment." Because the devil can come in there. The Bible said he would disguise himself. He would appear as light. And you won't even know it. They was going to God and didn't even recognize old Slewfoot, right along with it. And God called him out. And you know, when you read the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, I've read it pretty good. And I have a lot I don't know, and a lot I still do, would like to know. But, you know, in my research of the Bible, I've only found one place in that whole Bible, out of the 66 books, where this one time the devil didn't tell a lie. Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you what it is. He didn't lie. He said, "Satan, where are you going?" He said, "Jesus, I'm going to and fro to see who I can devour, see who I can pull away from you, see who I can destroy." Oh, my God. But when you are working and walking with God, oh, he can't do you no harm. Oh, I want to know tonight, what would you do? What would you do if you know you only had six more days on Mother Earth? How would you exercise the next 6 days of life here, knowing that it's all over, you won't be back here no more? What would you do? Who would you bless? Would you still try to do good? Would you still try to lift the name of Jesus, try to bring those that is lost from the body of Christ and bring them in? Oh, I know what some of you, yeah, preacher, I would do it, I would do it. But some of us only want to go to church on Sunday morning. Let God bless you with a new car. Oh, I got to wash my car. Or let him bless you with a new home. I got to cut the grass. We always find some kind of excuse. We always look for an excuse to tell God why we cannot do what we need to do on the behalf to give God praise. God said, David's telling me, says, "If I be lifted up," oh, I know you want your loved one saved, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your kids, your sisters, your brothers, your mom. I know you would love for them. But he said, "If I be lifted up," hallelujah, "I will draw all men unto me." Oh, I thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm feeling you now. "I will draw all men unto me." Are you lifting the name of Jesus? Oh, I know Sunday morning will be here real soon, and some of you all going to make your way to somebody's sanctuary. If you can't be on time, I'd like to encourage you, don't go at all, because you know you haven't been but since New Year's, and you're going to have all your little children, and all of y'all going to be dressed up with your little outfits on, and church start at 11:30. You coming in at 11:45 or 1 o'clock, and you're going to come all the way down. No more seats down there. Sit in the back where you need to sit. But you got the display. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What are you going to put before God tonight? And you won't come back to the next holiday. Is that how you're going to serve your last 6 days on earth, trying to show both style and profile, trying to make individuals look up to you as you all of this and all of that. Why is it that the most people that I see, and some of you don't even realize it, why are you trying to please people that don't care nothing about you? All they're going to do is say, look at him, look at him. You know when nobody down, you know when no sleep, and just want to show up. And you come down and just scream and just enjoy yourself, and they'll speak it harmful about you. The Bible said that what you do in secret, he will reward you open. If you have to wear a suit that you won't last, or have to wear a dress, or you have to do whatever you have to do, or just keep it clean and get on into the house of God. Yes, we said Hosanna, Hosanna. But let God know how much you appreciate him. Woo, I thank you, Holy Ghost. You ought to go all through the course of the day and look up towards heaven and say, Lord, oh, Lord, I just got to tell you thank you. They said, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. They said it from their heart, but just didn't know that the Spirit was going to come over them and change their mind. God said in his word, for God I live, and for God I die. Peter picked it up over in the book of Timothy. It said, man must be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Are you rooted in God tonight, church? Do you know that whatever come or go, you're going to stand firm on the word of God? I'm going to stand still. The old folks used to say, boy, just march time. If you can't go nowhere, because things will open up after a while where you can go. All you got to do is just lean back and holler, Jesus, I want you to call him tonight. Call it like you're in desperation and say, Jesus, I'm talking about favorite baby, y'all, the one that died over 2,000 years ago, they gave you and I this right that we can call on God. Jesus, oh Lord, I feel you. Somebody listen to me tonight, Lord. Need a special touch in the body, Lord. I'm listening to you right now, Jesus. Touch that infirmary. Let them know, Lord, you feel a miracle working. Move right now, Lord. If I don't know who it is, Lord, but they're pulling on the spirit, man, on the right side of my back. I'm feeling a pain back there. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody on the line, Lord, all around the tape area. But I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on here, Jesus, and move. Your servant, your child is calling you. I'm asking you, oh God, for another spiritual favor in the name of Jesus. Somebody on the line tonight, Lord, got a runaway child, and they haven't heard from him in a while. I'm hearing in the spirit, said, Mama, oh, Mama, I'm all right. Mama, 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 I want to come home. I'm not going to hear you say, child, come on home, because Mama wants you back home. Jesus can work all kinds of miracles. Jesus, oh, yes, you can. Jesus is going to lose somebody from the penitentiary on this Monday that you thought you were going to get out, that you thought you would be there for a little while. God, good God, God, oh God, is a miracle working God. I see the jail doors. I can hear them ringing because the keys are shaking and the jail doors is open. They fixed to turn them loose in the name of Jesus. They was a hell ring before they went in there, but when they step out, they're going to be preaching God. Would like they never preached it before. God, good God, I thank you, Lord. Yes, son, my soul, I feel church evangelist better. I can't help myself, Pastor. Yeah. I know God is still God. God wants to bless you and I. All we got to do is have a made up mind to receive what thus said the Lord. Oh Lord, y'all have to excuse me. I'm going back to old school. Oh Lord, I say, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. I can hear Grandma singing that old song. that you useless thing when she would get happy in the church. Oh, no. I got to hear a note of it just in a few minutes. Grandma, I still remember you. Grandma, I appreciate you. Grandma, you was a blessing to me. Yes, you are. Jesus. Oh, Lord, I wish somebody could call him out there. Call him like you ain't got no sense. Call him like you don't care who hears you. And say, Jesus, you need to just call him. You need to give him a call. Call him right there. Grandma would be sent back over there, and she would strike out with one of them old hymns, and it would go something like that. She said, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk on this tedious journey. I want Jesus. Walk with me. And here comes Granddaddy. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hallelujah. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus. Oh, my hand. Then next the congregation will say, God, my Lord. God, my. Oh, do you need him tonight? God, my Lord. God, my. While I'm on this journey, I want Jesus, God, my mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I thank you. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Back into your hand, Dr. Scott. God bless you, man of God.
Well, Bishop, thank you so much for that inspiring and uplifting sermon and message and for the many songs. We don't need a choir when we have you and Pastor Patricia and also Sister Vanessa on the line. I think we're just going to have you folks back all the time. But I got so excited, Bishop, to know you were on the line that there was about a two-minute musical interlude that Pastor wanted me to play. So what I want to say to everyone on the call, that if you have a prayer request that you would like to make, I want you to give it some thought, because right after this musical interlude, we'll have the bishop online, and we'll open up some lines. So this is called At the Cross.
Who ascended my Savior bleed, and did my would he devote that sacred head for such a wretch as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Cut off. Something has happened. Now, ain't that something? Well, and so it's finished.
The mighty God we serve.
Bishop is still on the line.
Yes, I'm still here, Doctor.
Yeah, Bishop?
Yes, yes, Evangelist, Pastor.
All right, I tell you, if you have something else that you would like to say, I don't know what's going on with the controls where Dr. Scott is, but our line is open. So the Blog Talk is still on. I don't know why we can't hear him. Sometimes he mutes his line, and I hope if he has his line muted that he would unmute the line so that we can hear what he's saying. But in the meantime, you can carry the service, Bishop. I have a young lady. Pardon me?
Say it again, Pastor.
I have a young lady sitting in my midst that have a request for prayer, and can go ahead and pray for her. Here she
all
is.
All right.
She can speak up so you can hear her. Go ahead, sister.
Call my name.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Sarah.
All right. What do you like prayer for this afternoon, young lady?
Healing and understanding.
All right. When you say hearing, you mean spiritual hearing or natural hearing?
Yes.
Healing.
Did you hear me? You need spiritual hearing?
Healing.
Hearing the spirit?
Healing.
Okay. Healing. Oh, okay. Sound like you were saying hearing. All right. I want you to know that God specializes in healing our body. That's why the scripture says, by his stripes we are healed. You can heal your own self by exercising what God has given you, and that's exercising faith. You need to step out on faith and speak to that condition and say, condition, you don't bother me no more, because I put you in the hands of God. God is my doctor. God is my medication. God is my healer. And I trust and believe God that he will do that. Woman of God, if you can do that, we're going to pray and pray to God that we can encourage your faith to make you accept God tonight. God is only going to work as strong as you allow your faith to go into him. That's how he's going to work and bless you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you heard this young lady asking for a request. And Lord, you said in your word, make your request known. She's asking for healing in her body. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, touch that infirmity. Let her know, oh God, that you said with that the prayers of the righteous prevail as much. When we can touch and come agree on one accord, we speak completely deliverance in her body, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, in the name of Jesus. All around her, Lord, lies this fresh anointing, fresh oil to saturate her right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak it into the spiritual realm, that it will touch your body as we speak it now, and you have to claim it and you have to say, I am healed, because God just touched me and healed me in Jesus' name. Woman of God, you be blessed and know that God God have did what you asked him to do.
Thank
amen,
you.
Amen.
Hey, oh, praise God, Dr. Scott is back. But, Bishop, before you go, Sarah's grandmother is 90. How old?
Six.
She's 96, and she was rushed to the ER about an hour or two ago. They did let her come back home. They couldn't find anything, but I would request prayer for Mother Helen Smith, who is 96 years old, and she has buried four of her children, if I'm not mistaken. And she's a tough old soldier, but we thank God for her life. And thank you, Dr. Scott, for being back with the call. Amen.
My God. Let me ask a question. Is she able to walk?
Yes, mother walks with no cane. She's proud.
No walk with no cane. Mm-hmm. Sister Pat, you know I don't say things unless God tells me to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you if you can get close to her or speak to her. Ask her to take and go to her kitchen and take a glass out of her china cabinet, the artist glass she has, and draw up six glasses of water and pour it out. Take the seventh glass of water that she filled and take seven swallows out of it and tell God thank you, because what happened tonight will never happen to her again. I'm speaking this in Jesus' name. This is what he just dropped in my spirit. This is the prayer that needs to be given to this woman of God. Let her go and get the artist glass out of her cabinet wherever she keep her china. The artist one, she's got one different from all the rest. Fill it six times with water. Pour it out each time. And the seventh time, drink seven swallows out of it and thank God for her complete deliverance, because God will deliver her.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Bishop. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you for being back.
Thank you.
We had lost you there for a minute.
Well, you hadn't lost me. What actually had happened was is that Blog Talk had muted my – I had to go to a different screen, and Blog Talk had muted me without me realizing it. So when Pastor Patricia said perhaps his line on mute, then I had to go back up to another screen and take a look. And lo and behold, the devil is just trying to shut us down.
I'm a prophet.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name. Well, you can ask the people. Many of them know by now that if they have a prayer request while the bishop is on the line, that they can press the 1 and press 1 only once, and we will scroll and get down to your last 4 numbers. I'm making a request that you pray, Bishop, for my sister Jackie, who works with my streets, and I just need God to do a special healing for her. Not only that, I need God to do a Psalms healing for her. I need God to do a new thing in her life. And I'm believing God for total deliverance for my sister Jackie. And I just thank God for Jesus right now, because God is able to do what man can't do. God can do it.
Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. And Lord, you heard the request. You said in your word, make your request known. And when we do that and don't leave out anything, we know that you're the kind of God that can step in and come where we are and touch what we are asking for. Father God, one thing, our prayer can go where we cannot walk. Our prayer can touch what we cannot feel. But when we pray and turn it over to you, you can do the rest. And Father God, we're just asking you to bless this request. We ask you to touch it now in the name of Jesus. I know you can, Lord, because that's the kind of God you are. And we're going to give you praise. We're going to thank you for it. Before we even get a praise report, we know that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Well, there's no other one has pressed 1, and I see my line is still open. So there seem to be no additional prayer requests. And seeing as how you are such a prayer warrior, Bishop, I'd like to invite you to, I'd like to make a prayer request to you for healing.
Yes, yes. All right, Dr. Scott. My God, it's an honor. It's a privilege to pray for you, Dr. Scott, as well
Thank
as
you,
it is for the others. I thank God for giving me this opportunity and gifting me too with the gift of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for
Amen.
The faithfulness and thank you for the endurance that Dr. Scott do just to make preparation to do what he has been assigned to do. And the adversary is trying to just to take his thought, take his pattern from him, disencourage him where he'll throw the towel in. But there's no quitting in his view. That's not an option. He's going to continue to stay in the vineyard and do what is right. And Father God, we ask him for a special touch in his body. Oh God, we ask you to touch that infirmity and let him know that, hey, it is you that is moving this pain. It is you that making me feel more comfortable, more relaxed. It is you that putting the youth and the strength back in my body. And Lord, I've taken time to look up and tell you thank you in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for that fresh anointing. Thank you for your fresh oil. And oh God, I know when I give you thanks and give you praise, you just get the Kate Heppens that Grandma used to say and just overshadow me with all kinds of blessings. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, I just want to tell you thank you. Now Father God, if there's anyone else that have not pushed one but want a prayer, oh God, I'm asking you right now, Lord, touch their request. We don't know who they are, Lord, but you know who they are and where they are and what they need. Father God, we ask you to move at your own time. Let them know, Lord, that somebody somewhere is praying for me. They used to sing the song, somebody prayed for me. And I thank God for the prayer tonight. I thank God for all that you have done this day. Thank God for what you've done on this prayer line tonight, Lord. Thank God for blessing the word, blessing the people that was listening. And, oh, God, we forever, forever give you the praise in Jesus' name. Because my soul says yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and thank God.
Mm. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much.
Ooh,
Pastor Benjamin, do
Lord,
you have
I
a
think.
Final word? Yes, no greater love. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott thanking you all for being with us for this entire series, and we look forward to the next time. This is Glory United Ministries, WGUM. No greater love by the Georgia Mass Choir.
to Calvary to save a wretch, like you and me.
These are my friends. Please welcome the Bolton Brothers.
Come on, put those hands together. I know he's the one of the Lord. Know he's the one of the Lord. I know he's the one of the Lord. I wonder
when
the time of love, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Grace, the blood came streaming down. I said the blood came streaming down. Blood came streaming down.
I know it's
why. Yeah. Bishop, yeah. They nailed him to
another little word for me. Hey, one day,
David, I will go.
Jesus died.
Hey, right there,
come on. What, Jesus died?
I told you he's gonna love him, didn't I?